Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. Scene 1. And now, fair knights and gentle ladies, a tale for you from the legends of Arthur, King of England, ruler of Camelot, and master of Excalibur. Forthwith you shall hear the story of Sir Gawain, a knight of the Round Table, and how he... No, just let me begin my tale. In the grand dining hall of Camelot, it was Christmas Eve, A.D. 865, and unlike the year before, it was a bitter, snowy Christmas Eve.
Boy, oh boy, it's hot in this castle. If it gets any hotter, they're going to have to invent the fan.
Winnie, it's cold outside, it's cold inside. It's A.D. 865, and you're freezing.
Boy, oh boy, it's cold in this castle. If it gets any colder, they're gonna have to invent forced air heating. That better?
Now shiver already and get back to work. The knights and their ladies will be here soon for the grand celebration.
You're telling me roast squab, boiled duck, smoked venison, barbecued moose, rack of caribou, sautéed rabbit backs. I wish somebody would start up a game preserve. They're eating us out of house and country.
And so it was, A.D. 865, where at Camelot the servants were preparing for the Christmas feast. It was but a short time before Arthur entered the dining hall that Lady Elaine and Lady Lily arrived for a secret meeting. I said it was a secret meeting. Begone, Winnie. Oh, Elaine, I can't understand what is so important all of a sudden. I was just in the middle of having the dogs clean up the garbage in the hall.
Oh, Lily, I've heard a terrible rumor. Gawain may be sent from the Round Table.
Well, he is somewhat of a square.
Oh, Lily, you know what I think of him.
Now, how do you know all this?